Ball State University President Jeff Mearns continues to steer Ball State through the troubled pandemic waters as the university stopped in-person instruction 3 weeks ago and will continue with online classes. We'll also have no spring commencement at the usual time, and the likelihood of summer classes being taught over the internet as well. President Mearns joins us again for another Friday Ball State update. Thanks for radioing in, if we can say that, on this Thursday night for our Friday broadcast. And from where are you broadcasting tonight, sir?
Well, I'm in the study at Bracken House, and it's always good to be with you, Stan.
Well, thank you. Always good to be with you wherever you are. First off, if you could update our listeners, please, on the latest Ball State assistance with Ball Memorial Hospital.
Well, we continue to work closely with our colleagues there. As I've shared with you, we are working with them to see if there are equipment that we can provide, if there are faculty and staff who have the appropriate credentials and training to be mobilized, if there's a surge here in Delaware County, and also working with them to see if our facilities would be suitable for their use in the event that they need extra spaces, either for their staff to get rest while they're on extended shifts, or even, as I mentioned earlier, in the health professions building, there's perhaps facilities there that can be converted to temporary spaces for patients who are in significant need.
If I may shift gears here, coming up this month is One Ball State Day. It's been a rather successful online fundraising day for the university. It's, I believe, slated for next week. Will it proceed or will it change form?
Well, it is scheduled and has been scheduled for next Tuesday, April 7th. And as you mentioned a moment ago, last year was our inaugural One Ball State Day, and it was a great success. We had more than 4,100 gifts, 900 of them from our faculty and staff, and I'm grateful for their support. And overall, we generated approximately $425,000 in philanthropic support for our students and our programs. But the goal last year and the goal this year, if we continue, is really more about participation, because it wasn't really the dollars. It was about how it generated enthusiasm for the university. You know, it was a celebration of our pride for the university. So this year, that our folks have been planning this for many, many months, beginning last summer, in fact. They were planning a bigger celebration, more events on campus, and a more ambitious goal with respect to both participation and philanthropy. But of course, all of our plans have been disrupted over the last few weeks. So we have been considering now for a couple of weeks about whether we should cancel the event, because we certainly want to be sensitive to the times that we're in. But we haven't yet made that decision, and there really are two important countervailing reasons why we should continue. And the first reason is it's our students. Our students need our financial support now more than ever. And in particular, some of our vulnerable at-risk students, they particularly need our financial support. They need our financial support in normal times, and certainly these are not normal times. So one reason we would consider continuing is to provide support for our students. And then second and related, our staff, and I've heard from many people, people on campus, people in the community, and our alumni near and far, they want to help those students. So if we decide to go forward with the events, we would do so not as a celebration, but rather providing an opportunity for those who have the interest and capacity of supporting our students in this particular time of need. That would be the sole focus of One Ball State Day on Tuesday if we decide to go forward. So we're continuing those conversations, and I anticipate that we'll make a decision either sometime this weekend or certainly no later than Monday.
A lot of question marks out there about any aspect of activity in any walk of life these days, including the university, and that would include summer classes. Are summer classes going to proceed? And if so, will they be online?
Well, so a little bit of context. Over the past few years, the vast majority of our courses and credit hours have been online. Somewhere around 75% have historically been online. So what we're looking at now, and our provost, Susana Rivera Mills, and our academic deans, they have been actively evaluating whether we can transition the remainder of those courses to online. That process should conclude sometime early next week, and I anticipate that we'll make an announcement next week about transitioning most, if not all, of that remaining classes online, so that we might conceivably be fully online for the summer.
No doubt you and your vice presidents in the cabinet have been pondering fall term. Any news to report there?
Well, so we've mobilized our outstanding staff in enrollment planning and management. They've been doing virtual tours and virtual admitted student days, and they're going to continue to engage in that type of information session. But we also have to be contingency planning for the possibility that some after effects of this pandemic will still exist in August. So that contingency planning for the fall semester is also underway.
Do we know of any Ball State University staff or faculty, any Ball State employees that have come down with COVID-19?
Well, as you can understand, Stan, I can't really comment about any specific employee, but one of our employees, a really valued and respected member of the University Police Department, announced last night on Facebook that he had tested positive for the virus. But in all any other case, we have to await official notice from the health department, either the county health department or the state health department. It's their protocol that's put in place to protect the privacy of anybody who is maybe infected with the virus. And they determine how to communicate with the people with whom that infected person may have been in contact. I can say, though, I'm relieved that so far, a very, very small number of our faculty and staff have tested positive. And we are taking, irrespective of that, we are taking every reasonable precaution to clean and sanitize our facilities. We're doing that consistent with the CDC guidelines. And, you know, our service staff, those women and men, continue to demonstrate their dedication to our university and to our mission and to our people by continuing their vital service during this difficult time. So I'm grateful to them.
So I gather you're continuing to social distance and wash your hands and stay in.
I think we're all abiding by those very important guidelines. And while we know we've not gone through the most challenging times of this period, we know that we're going to get to the other side of this soon.
Yes, we will. Well, President Mearns, thanks very much for being with us again on IPR, and we'll come around next Friday again?
We'll do that, Stan. Thank you very much for the opportunity to visit with you.
Thanks again to President Mearns for being with us this morning here on Morning Edition. Mostly sunny skies with a high of 63 in today's IPR forecast, a dandy forecast, no question about it. And then things go right into the dumpster. For tonight, increasing clouds, a low of 45, and rain comes in on Saturday with a high around 61 degrees. Morning Edition rolls on now at 51 past, or said another way, 9 minutes till.